Alibaba entity Ant Fin, Paytm's largest Chinese investor, is going to fully exit from the fintech.
Quick commerce apps face staffing woes.
Government mandates cyber AI audits for private and public companies.
EV company Aether narrows loss to about 178 crore rupees.
A91 digs into Sri Anandas with a sweet deal.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Before we begin with our top stories, we have a breaking news development involving Paytm. Well, China-based Ant Fin Holding BV, one of Paytm's largest shareholders that's linked to Alibaba, is set to sell its entire 5.84% stake in 197 Communications via a bulk deal worth 3,803 crores. This marks a full exit for the Chinese investor.
That's right, Chandra. The deal will offload about 3.77 crore shares on Indian stock exchanges tomorrow, which is August 5th. The floor price has been fixed at around 1,020 per share, about 5.4% lower than Paytm's last closing price of around 1,078 on the NSE.
Right. So it's a secondary transaction, meaning there's no fresh equity from the company. The deal is being called a cleanup trade and there's no post-sale lock-in either. Next up, the 10-minute delivery race is on fire, but guess what's running low? Riders.
That's right. So the quick commerce platforms like Zepto, Blinkit and Instamart are pushing hard with new dark stores as the festive season nears. But staffing firms say metros are already facing up to 30% rider shortages.
So that's leading to delayed deliveries, leaner hubs and some seriously frazzled fulfillment teams. And here's the kicker. Rider payouts have dropped. In some zones, they are down to rupees 15 to 25 per order from 34 to 42 earlier. That's driving up attrition. Most delivery workers now leave in under 6 months.
Yes, so many are also shifting to more stable EV logistic gigs. And to fix this, quick commerce companies are dangling perks, faster payouts, cash bonuses, and even flexible contracts.
But with churn still high, platforms are stuck in a loop, struggling to hold on to riders, even as festive demand kicks into overdrive. So it's less a smooth sprint, more like a gridlock on the delivery lane.
Right. Let's switch gears to regulation now. India's cybersecurity watchdog, which is CERTIN, just made annual cyber audits mandatory for both public and private sector organizations.
And here's the big update. For the first time, AI and quantum systems used by the government will also fall under formal compliance. The new policy, released on July 25th under the Comprehensive Cybersecurity Audit Guidelines, requires at least one detailed audit a year. Regulators can call for more depending on the organization's size or risk.
Yes, so they're also introducing something called bills of materials for software, AI, and quantum systems. So think of them like ingredient list, basically tracking AI model versions, training data sets, vulnerabilities, and even environmental impact. Now on to EVs, and Aether Energy is having a very good quarter. The company narrowed its net loss to about 178 crore rupees in the first quarter of FY26, which is about 3% better than last year.
But the real highlight, their revenue from operations surged 79% year-on-year to 645 crores. And for the first time, Aether turned an EBITDA margin positive at 16%, up from minus 33% last year.
Yes, that's definitely a very good turnaround. They also delivered 46,000 scooters, almost double of what they did last year. And looks like their stock also reacted to this. It shot up 13%, hitting a 52-week high of about 392 rupees a share.
Now, CEO Tarun Mehta credited the growth towards the Rista scooter and a growing retail network, especially in South India. And now they're scaling fast in Middle and North India too. This is interesting because Ather's rival Ola Electric saw revenues fall nearly 50% year on year to 828 crores this quarter. This just shows how competitive the market is becoming. And finally, a sweet finish to today's wrap and a Money Control exclusive to A91 Partners is in advanced talks to invest 175 crores in Coimbatore-based sweets and snacks brand Sri Anandas.
Yes, so this is their first institutional fundraise in nearly 27 years of operations. The brand, which started as a restaurant, now has about 19 outlets and clocked a revenue of around 290 crore rupees with a 10% EBITDA margin.
That's right. Now, while they have 19 outlets in Coimbatore, they are fast expanding. They've opened 3 outlets in Chennai already, with plans to expand to cities like Erode, Madurai, Tirupati, Kochi, and more. So they're aiming to compete with the likes of A2B, Grand Sweets, Kanti Sweets, and so on in the fresh sweets segment.
Just a little bit of background here. This comes after Motilal Oswal's PE arm invested in Lal Sweets. Now, the difference between the two deals here is that Lal is more into packaged sweets, while Anandas is betting big on fresh sweets and Southern India dominance.
So, Bhavya, the overall theme here is venture capital and private equity firms are betting that sweets, despite all the narrative on sugar, is a big category in India, the mainstream for all the festivals we have here. And it's ripe for getting organized and also scaling across cities. So that's why they believe that these bets will work out sweetly for them. And to add some more perspective here, A91 has done some prominent consumer deals before. So some of their portfolio companies has the likes of Blue Tokai, Akshakalpa, and Happilo.
Right. All right. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya and Chandra signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.